The African Women Against Corruption Network, NGIZ South Africa, will launch a documentary on sexual corruption this week titled Rising Voices, Unveiling Sexual Corruption in South Africa. Founding director of the network, Zakhona Mvelase, speaks about sexual corruption.
Sexual corruption is a gendered form of corruption that disproportionately affects women and girls. It occurs when those entrusted with authority abuse their authority to obtain sexual favors. And it involves conditioning a service or benefit which is connected to that entrusted position on a sexual favor. You know, sexual corruption is really at once a sexual violence, a corruption, abuse of power, and a form of gender-based violence. And, you know, it takes place in that gray zone between corruption and gender-based violence. Just like financial corruption, though, it involves the abuse of authority for personal gain. You see it being called sex for jobs, sex in exchange for business deals, sex in exchange for grades, but not calling it what it is, which is sexual corruption. So what really, as academics and also as policymakers, what we are trying to really do now is to say, how do we then at first give it a definition? Because then if we give it a definition, then people are going to start realizing it as it happens that this is what has happened. And that's exactly what we are trying to do with the documentary. We are trying to say, how do we get, how do we educate at first, you know, raise awareness, educate, and also show different facets of this type of corruption that it can happen anywhere and whoever you are and, you know, wherever you are potentially a victim of sexual corruption. And because it's a silent form of corruption, it usually happens and we don't even know that it's happening as it happens until such time, you know, when we have been, as we have been raising awareness and you'd find that people raising their hands and saying, actually, I've been a victim of this type of corruption. But because, you know, there's that legitimacy of, I did agree, you know, it's like, gives it that legitimacy that the perpetrators now enjoy because there's no, you know, there hasn't been any cases in a South African context that have been there. But, you know, I can assure you that scholars around the world, it has become an urgent issue.
The documentary will be launched on Thursday and Mvelase shares details.
Which is going to showcase survivors of sexual corruption, right, in South Africa and in the different facets of how it looks in different segments of society. And what it's going to sort of encompass, it's going to encompass, survivors telling their own stories in their own words of what had happened to them and also how they have not had any sort of outlet of them used to say, how do I report this matter? Because there has not been any way where you can't report it into a police station. You can't report it into, even if it's in a job relationship, it's very difficult to report because at the end of the day, it's like, what do you call it? If I said yes, then, you know, I'm party to the transaction, you know. So that has been, that is what we are trying to flag with the documentary. And for now, we are hosting a watch party and we are going to be using it on our page, which is African Women Against Corruption Network on Facebook Live. And we're going to have a panel of speakers that will involve our survivors and also a speaker from the academia who was working with us in terms of doing this documentary and also just understanding gendered forms of corruption in Africa at large. We are also working with GIZ South Africa, which has sponsored, the documentary. The documentary is going to be live on Facebook on our page on the 8th of August, just the day before Women's Day. And we are also going to then, from then on, we are having a screening event that we are going to host. We are going to share details on our social media platforms. That's going to be held on the 22nd of August.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.